Now, fighting fit indeed, we've got our team in place, George, and joining us now is one of those team members, one of the successful applicants to the fighting fit team, and that's Simon Murphy. Good morning to you, Simon.
Good morning, Suzanne.
Hi, good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you as well. I'm not sure about the idea that you were saying earlier about us being victims.
You look terrified.
I am terrified.
Simon, tell me why you wanted to enter this competition, why you wanted to do this.
I think, like most people in Dubai, time is really, really precious here, and looking after yourself and your own personal well-being always seems to be on the back burner, always seems to be an afterthought. And the whole idea of running this program through the summer period when you've got a little bit more time on your hands is to make this maybe a priority and to spend a little bit of time looking after yourself and to maybe reach some of the fitness goals that have always been there but you've never quite managed to achieve.
It's true, isn't it? That's very much for me. It sort of dawned on me a few weeks ago that, okay, I'm more and more indoors. What am I going to do? I mean, I am travelling a bit through the summer, but, you know, this is an opportunity. Like you say, it's not quite so full on with work. It's not quite so full on socially. We have the holy month of Ramadan where the city becomes respectful, of course, of that time. And so I'm really in line with that, a time of reflection. So I was thinking, actually, get back into your fitness and use this time well. So similar to you, really.
Yeah, to be honest, that's the theory. And I think when you come down here to the World Trade Center, the first thing that hits you is how impressive the facilities are down here. Most people may have a gym or whatever in their apartment building, and they'll pop in there every now and again. But to come down here and there's a dozen or so football pitches and the cricket pitches and just the general buzz here, it makes it a little bit easier when there's other victims involved.
It is, and it's inspiring as well, because I kind of came down and wasn't sure what to expect. And, as you know, I've never played tennis, well, not in 10 years, 15 years, and football probably nearly 20 years. And once you're here, you can see it and feel it, and you say there's that buzz, it really encourages you just to try it again.
Mm.
And across all ages as well. You know, as you were saying earlier, there's 3 and 4 and 5 year old kids here, right through to old people like us.
So, talking of which, and you're not old at all, but just to get a bit of a profile on you, Simon, I mean, when you applied to be on the team, I've got here your fitness goals for the summer. So do you want to just go over those, what you're hoping to achieve this summer?
I think that there's two sides to fitness, really. There's the sort of psychological side and there's the actual physical side. Obviously, everybody wants to feel better about themselves, and that's the main thing, is to feel healthy, to feel like you've looked after yourself, and to feel that you're well. On the practical side, I'm overweight. I need to lose a couple of pounds, a couple of kilos. I've known that for years, and every morning I'll jump up on the scales expecting them to miraculously have gone down, and I've got a wardrobe full of clothes that I'm sure are going to fit me one day.
Do you enjoy exercise?
I enjoy competitive exercise. Right. I find things like running and doing stuff on your own to be a little bit tedious,
sure.
Which is one of the appeals of something like this, where there's a team of people who are going to hopefully motivate each other, push each other on. Even at my advanced years, I still play competitive football reasonably regularly. And I enjoy sports of that nature, where there's an element of competition. So, of course I enjoy
this. Well, that's the beauty of this venue, because during the summer months you can carry on with those competitive sports like football.
Yeah. With a peer group as well, with people of a similar ability and similar age.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just looking here, and if you don't mind me saying your age, just so people realise that you're not that old, but you're 47, is that right?
Yeah.
And you're saying you've been trying to lose 8 to 10 kilos in weight for about 6 years. You've tried boot camps, yoga, bizarre diets and meal plans. You've played team sports. You've tried box fit, and you've spent weeks in the gym before ruining everything with, of course, all the temptations of the Dubai lifestyle, which I think so many of us can relate to. And I think this is what stood out to me in your application, is that you, I think, are like so many of us living here in the Emirates, is life's good. We enjoy eating. We eat out a lot. But you've got a busy job. You know, what do you do?
I have a uniforms and logo clothing company.
Yeah.
I work with maintenance and shop fitting as well.
Exactly. So busy man. And so, yeah, we're sort of getting the balance. But also, for someone that was fit as a younger person, you know, you hit the 40s and it gets harder, doesn't it?
It does. It gets harder every day. And I think that one of the things that you picked up on there is that Dubai do a lot of things very, very well. And one of the things they excel at is temptation. And there's temptation every weekend. You can work hard through the week and blow it all on a Thursday and a Friday with too many carbohydrate-induced drinks.
Yes.
It's really hard to sort of stay on top of that.
Exactly.
So the whole idea of this is to have maybe a sustained couple of months of almost detoxification, clean yourself out, get yourself to the sort of levels of fitness that you've always aspired to get to?
Well, so far this week, we have all of us have met with Lovely from Health Trends, and we've been put on a diet for a week, and we've been given we're going to meet Lovely later, and she'll explain further. But we've started the diet, all the three of us, and the rest of the team, apart from Kate, because she didn't need to do that. And we are
hated already.
and so we got our first meal, day of meals yesterday. So we'll find out more about that later, but you've been introduced to that. You've also, this morning, we got in our inbox from Corey at Original Fitness the introduction to the Success Program, and the way it's worded already, I've had emails from the team going, this is it, isn't it? There's no escaping, this is it.
I know, it's terrifying. I must admit, there are sentences in big bold red type
underlined in red.
It reminds me of my school days with see me at the bottom.
Exactly. So we're going to be hearing from Corey in a little while as well to find out more.
I might try and leave before he gets here.
Might get you doing 100 press-ups right here. Exactly. So we've kind of started easing into it, and it'll all really get, you know, really full on, I think, from tomorrow onwards when you have your first assessment with Corey. We've got tennis later, of course, as well. So you're getting a teaser of what's to come, Simon. What is it that you are most looking forward to, and what is it that you're most fearful of?
Well, just going back to what you were saying a second ago, we all got these meal packs from Lovely yesterday, and they themselves are very impressive, you know, and it makes it almost idiot-proof. So one of the things I'm most fearful of is the lack of excuses that I'm going to have left if anything goes wrong. You know, everything's laid out for you perfectly. Your diet's there for you. The exercise regimes are all set out for you. So you're really thin on excuses. That's not fearful, but obviously you've got to be mindful of it, and especially once you read Corey's emails.
But I think that's the thing, isn't it, with any regime like this. As long as you follow it, as long as you're disciplined, and as long as in the moment you work hard and push yourself in the exercise, and that is a crucial part of it, then you can't fail.
No, and I think the thing with this as well, when you're coming back to the reasons why I would do something like this, is that you start off with the perception that you're going to have enough motivation within yourself to do something. Then you move to the stage where maybe you get a personal trainer or whatever because you haven't motivated yourself as hard as you need to. And then you get to a stage like this where you get national ridicule and embarrassment if you don't succeed. So this is like the ultimate encouragement to succeed, I suppose.
I think from reading between the lines of some of the applicants and the winners that are on our Fighting Fit team is, you know, applying to something that's on the radio. So you're exposing yourself. You're here talking about your situation now. But for some, I know it was a kind of, if I do this, it'll kind to make me follow it because I've put my voice out there, like you say, to the nation, and your name's attached to it, and people can read your blogs on the Dubai Eye website. So you are really exposing yourself, aren't you?
Was I supposed to put my real name on? Yeah, that's one of the motivators, though, and to be also working with a team of other individuals of mixed ability, mixed fitness, mixed age, that in itself is motivating as well.
Just to give people an idea of the range and ability of our team, we've got 8 people in the team, and then there's George and I. We've got Gillian, she's 30. Now, she describes herself as very fit. She's only been here for a year. She's just coming up to her first anniversary in Dubai, and I think many people will relate to Gillian in that she was very active in her home country. She considers herself to be fit. She's been lucky enough to get herself into a good netball team here in Dubai, but she's sedentary. She's in the office. She's working long hours, and she can tell that in a year that she's not as fit as she was, and she's not as active, completely active, as she was. And she says here, my fitness goals are that I would like to reduce my overall body fat percentage to what it was prior to moving to Dubai. I'd like to be able to play a netball match and feel like I don't have to hold back at certain points to save energy, and I'd like to be more motivated to get myself moving more often and stop making excuses for myself, such as it's too hot or I'm too tired from work.
That's the thing, isn't it? You feel your fitness just ebbing away, just slightly. And as we talked about before, I've been obese twice in my life, 110 kilo, which for my height is obese. So it's hard to maintain it. And I'm very sensitive to it ebbing away.
Yeah, well, this is it. It's not going to ebb away. It's going to just...
No more.
It's going to flow in. Yeah, fantastic. Well, there's many more people in our team. Of course, as I said, there are eight, and I'll be giving you the rundown on the participants that are following their fitness program with us here at Dubai Today, live from Dubai Sports World. Do stay with us.